By 2015, trash pickup in Seattle could be reduced to every other week. Today, the city council is expected to keep that option open. In a pilot program last year, people didn't like reduced pickups as much as the normal weekly service. But as KUOW's Amy Radel reports, the city says it has its advantages.
If Seattle wants to move forward with reduced garbage pickups by 2015, the city's waste haulers need some advance notice. So that's what the council is scheduled to give them today. Brett Stav with Seattle Public Utilities helped oversee a pilot program last year in which people had their garbage collected every other week. He says that change would save the city about $6 million a year, but it won't cut people's bills as much as they might expect.
The question that we got a lot when we first rolled this program out was, if you cut garbage by 50%, why don't you cut my bill by half? And the answer to that is that the garbage collection, the garbage bill, pays for a lot more than just having your garbage picked up.
Like recycling pickup and painting over graffiti. Satisfaction rates with biweekly pickup were 63%, quite a bit lower than with the current weekly collection. The least happy were people in lower income neighborhoods, larger households, pet owners, and people who use disposable diapers. People complained about increased odors and overflowing containers. But Stav says,
at the same time, by switching every week garbage, the test showed that we would increase recycling. We found that people did get used to the program. Their satisfaction grew over time.
The change also meant fewer trucks on the road and reduced emissions. The utility could pass cost savings on to customers or use the savings to address any issues with the reduced service. Today's council action doesn't make biweekly service a sure thing. It'll be up to the new mayor or council members to advance the concept early next year. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.